Doug Beretta is a third-generation dairy farmer in Santa Rosa.
We milk about 300 organic cows, ship our milk to Walby Yogurt Company. We own 400 acres that we manage on our dairy.
He's relieved to see grass on his lands, finally. Beretta says the months of December to February were tense as he worked to keep his herd healthy.
There was nothing really for them to eat. Usually in the wintertime we do feed some supplementary feed, but we were having to probably almost double up the amount of feed that we were feeding just to keep body condition on these heifers, you know, our young stock.
That's made this winter an expensive one.
I mean, we've had to buy probably 4 truck and trailer loads of hay extra just to get through this. So that's just about probably close to $25,000 to $30,000 extra is what we've had to spend in hay, you know, just to get through the winter.
Beretta's supply chain was pretty steady, but Tony Liniger, Sonoma County's agricultural commissioner, says that for many local producers, most of whom are organic, finding feed was a real challenge.
Nobody had any feed going through January. It's very difficult to find hay. Hay was getting very expensive. In our organic dairies, you can only feed organic hay. So finding hay was a challenge, but finding organic hay was even more of a challenge. Many producers were trucking in hay from, you know, Imperial County, the Mexican border, Utah, Nevada, Washington. The cost of that gets really prohibitive at some point.
So what happens, says Liniger, is that producers call their herd. His office sent out a survey in late January asking producers how the drought was affecting them.
Half of the producers we heard from indicated that they had culled their herds as a result of this survey we conducted. You know, I know of at least 30 producers that we received an indication that they had culled their herd down.
Less cows mean less milk to sell and higher prices in the grocery store. Liniger, like Beretta, is worried about the future.
Are we going to have enough feed to get through the winter? And are we going to need to go out and buy supplemental feed as we did this past year? And asking the producers what would be, you know, the most helpful in terms of government reimbursements or programs, one of the things we heard repeatedly was reimbursements for buying supplemental feed.
There is a lot of help out there for dairy producers in the forms of government loans or grants for improving farm infrastructure, updating pumps, wells, and water troughs. But money for buying feed right now is not really there. Michael Payne, who works for the Food Safety Center at UC Davis, is helping producers apply for government relief and teaching them how best to manage during times of drought. Recent years have been hard on producers, says Payne.
Since the recession, we've lost some 500 dairies, or about one-fourth of the state's family dairy farms. I wouldn't be surprised if a severe or extended drought could place enough economic pressure on additional dairies in California so that they would leave the business as well.
Doug Beretta believes his family farm will be okay, but he sees many other producers teetering near the brink. And higher prices at the grocery store? They are already here, and there are more to come. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.